welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We have a lot of new things to share with you today. We're gearing up for 2019, and we are excited.
We're really excited. And today, this week we went through the polar vortex.
Ooh.
And it was cold.
It was really cold.
The coldest I saw at the farm, and it may have gotten colder than this, was 14 below regular temperature, 44 below with a wind chill. It's pretty cold.
That's brutal. I don't care who you are. That is brutal.
So that was, what, 3 days ago?
Yes. And here we are today recording on February 3rd. What's the temperature today?
It's almost 60. 56, the last time I saw it. The sun is shining.
The sky is a beautiful blue.
It's encouraging, and we needed it.
Oh my, I feel so energized just because of the weather change.
Yeah, and we got so much done today on a day off, really.
Really, and but don't feel like I've been rushed.
No,
or
it didn't
hurried.
Seem like work. It seemed like fun to me.
Yeah, I just kind of played around a little bit with some different things. I got a little bit of writing done on the novel I'm working on and tried some granola.
Yeah.
That experiment is setting up right now, so we'll see how that one turns out.
If I haven't eaten it already.
And then there's that. If it doesn't turn out, don't worry. I'll try again and I'll make up something new. I'm going to get granola bars down as far as an item to add to our menu.
Well, the last ones you made were fantastic. You made those about a month ago, and I had some this morning, and it tasted really good.
It did. That was a similar recipe, but a crunchy granola bar. The one I'm trying now is a chewy granola bar. And the one before, I loved that taste. I made it with pistachios.
Yeah, I love pistachios.
And that was really the only add-in ingredient, and yum.
That's all it needed.
Yes.
It was really good.
So the one setting up now is a chocolate chip pecan.
Oh my.
I know, right?
Wow.
Yes. So
we may have to stop this podcast because I may need to go check on those.
Well, let's see if we can get through the podcast. It's
short
podcast.
Okay.
So, but we will check on it shortly. So that to me is fun.
Yeah. And so while you were writing and doing the granola thing and all that, I was experimenting with some new soaps.
Ooh, they are beautiful.
And I also roasted coffee today because it was gorgeous outside. And I do that outside because, you know, the roaster gets really hot and every
smokes.
Once in a while it sparks a little and smokes. And
but it smelled delicious outside.
Yeah, it did. I love the smell of it, but clearly you cannot do that inside. I'm a bit
right.
of a daredevil, but I don't want to burn down the house.
I appreciate that.
But I do like playing with the fire and the sparks and, oh, and roasting coffee, that too.
Oh, boy. The other thing that was super fun for me was I fired up the charcoal grill for lunch today.
Oh, yeah. That was a treat.
I mean, it's February and I'm grilling outside.
And we're in Illinois and we just had a polar vortex.
It doesn't get any better than that.
It was great. That smelled nice, too. So between the roasting coffee and you've got the smell of the, I love the smell of charcoal grill,
not
the lighter fluid. We don't use that.
No.
But the wood just smells, I mean, it just makes you hungry.
It does. So I made chicken burgers, buffalo chicken burgers on the grill.
Oh, sorry. They're in a chicken.
My goodness. We'll have to see if that gets edited out or not. So we had buffalo chicken burgers and what I call grill fries. thick sliced Irish potatoes coated with olive oil. And this time I used a barbecue seasoning on those. Put them flat on a piece of foil on the grill. Oh, so they picked up that nice smoky grill flavor.
They were good.
Mm, very yum. Good. Yep. So that's our version of burger and fries.
Mm-hmm. Again, we don't eat a whole lot of meat, but today is Super Bowl Sunday. Some people are excited about that. Honestly, right now, I'm not that excited about it, but I do like the commercials and I do love the food.
And
I love to celebrate.
Kitten bowl and puppy bowl.
Oh, yes, there's those. Oh, how adorable are those? Oh, I love them both.
I do too. I just can't get enough of those.
No.
That is a hint of what we've been working on and planning for this early February. And we are just gung-ho, ready for this season during 2019. There is going to be a lot of exciting stuff. We don't even know what all it's going to be yet. But we're planning a lot of cool things.
Yeah, we are. And today just kind of, I don't know, it was a change today. For one of the things, I went outside, and those of you who follow our Facebook, Instagram, Twitter know that I take a lot of pictures. I do a lot of sunrise pictures. So I try to go out in the morning and you know, see what inspires me. And this morning when I walked out to get a sunrise picture, I heard the very first red-winged blackbird of the season.
That in our area means spring is on its way.
Yes, it does. And then later we saw five of them together in our backyard.
Yes, we did. So the scouts are here.
The scouts are here, and that is very encouraging to me.
It is time for the soil to warm up, I say.
Yeah, it is.
And get in the garden.
And we have nice little, tiny little tomato plants. And we've got pepper plants that are starting to peek through the soil right now in the basement. Of course, they have heat and light and they're inside. We have a lot of different herbs coming up. So things are looking like spring.
Yes,
everywhere.
They are. And I can't wait.
Yeah.
We will have the mercantile open again this weekend, February 9th. We'll be open twice in February, twice in March, and once in April. Yeah. Maybe twice. We'll have to look at the calendar on that. I know most of our schedule is going to be the second and fourth Saturdays of the month, but we already have a commitment on that fourth Saturday of April, so we'll have to talk about if we want to switch it up and be open a different weekend.
And we may have a special event in April.
Yes.
We're kind of tentatively working through some plans on that.
We are.
So we're kind of reserving that weekend too until we firm that up.
A lot of things to manage. I think
yeah.
we need
and
a calendar.
And then market. The market starts in May.
Market will start in May. That is just going to be so much fun this year.
It is fun.
It's, for us, just a lot of fun to see all of those people we didn't see over the winter. The vendors, the customers, just the relationships there. If you've read my book, The Long Road to Market, you'll know how much that means to us to have those relationships and those connections.
Mm-hmm. And we miss all the other vendors and the customers and just that atmosphere.
We do. Hey, what if we did maybe an early pop-up market out here?
We should.
Ooh.
Let's see if we can do that.
Let's see if we can pull together some of our vendor friends that might be interested in coming out. And more detail to come on that.
Yeah, that will be fun. So, yeah, that will kind of get everyone ready for market. A little taste of, I know some of the vendors will have some early crops ready. And, of course, Whitaker Beef.
Yes.
They will be here.
If you want to order some excellent high-quality beef, check out WhitakerBeef.com. I'll drop their address in the show notes. You can order there and meet them here when our mercantile is open and pick up your high quality beef, chicken, pork, order. I think they may even have some cheese.
Yeah, they have cheese too.
So check them out and make your arrangements to meet them here. Wow, just even talking through all of that, I'm like, oh my, I think I need to make a list of everything that's happening.
And check it twice.
Isn't that Christmas?
Oh yeah. Yeah, let's not go back to Christmas.
Yeah.
Or go forward to Christmas yet. Ooh, I don't want to skip spring and summer.
Or fall. I love fall too.
Yeah. Yeah, there is fall too.
So yeah, let's stay on track here.
Oh, okay. And that's easy for me to get off track.
Well, I do too.
We did a little research yesterday too. We took a little trip to St. Louis.
Yes.
And visited some, of course, food.
Well, yeah.
You know, we like to go to grocery stores and places that sell food. And
I feel like my whole life revolves around food in one way or another.
We do always talk about it, don't we?
We do. I think we're about food.
I think we're foodies. Mm. Oh, no.
Oh, I think it's wonderful.
Oh, okay. That's a good thing. But so that was fun. We took a little bit of time yesterday we call it research, but really we ate good food and shopped and didn't really spend much money, but got some quality ingredients and did a little tour at Herbaria.
Yes, nice people.
Very nice people. They make soaps and all kinds of cool natural products, which we're all about that.
Absolutely.
And the more we can learn, the better off we are. And that was just a fun little trip.
It was. It was a fun, short, one-day trip, but a good time.
Yeah. And today, just a few minutes before I was down making some ginger tea, and you were creating some kind of...
Oh, I've created a lovely Nespresso coffee drink with honey and turmeric. It is a beautiful, golden, cold coffee drink. Mm.
It smells good. Well, I tasted it.
You did.
It's
delicious. It
tastes really good, but I like my ginger tea, too.
True.
And that's pretty good. But anyway, we were making these drinks, and a friend that's actually a neighbor of ours, too, stopped by with a cake.
Yeah. Oh my.
Yeah.
Okay, so I had to get into it immediately, and it is delicious.
And I did take a little piece and ate it before I came up to the studio. So it is delicious. Mm. So
Kathy, here's some cowbell for you. That was some awesome cake.
It was awesome. Yeah. I think that'll add to our little Super Bowl party tonight.
It will.
Because we didn't have any sweets.
That's true.
Now we do.
Now we do.
Or did.
So, on that note.
So, until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.